Good morning. Today is Monday, January the 24th. Joining us this morning, well, a gal of many talents, Linda Wise.
Oh.
This time she's chamber talent. And Donna Wright, chamber talent.
Thank you
for having
us. Good morning. Are you guys ready for our Why Do We Say That? We've even got category. Since you were here last, Linda, I discovered there are chapters.
Oh, there are.
Yes, by theme. Oh. So, let's see. I think there's great outdoors. Ooh, okay. Or one person's food. That's where we go.
Oh.
Challenge.
Okay. We're experts on food.
Yeah.
So, okay. Why do we say gravy train?
Oh.
Gravy train.
Gravy train. Does it have something to do with people going across the United States and in their...
No.
No! Or I'm on the gravy train.
What about cookhouses?
Cookhouses? Or maybe gravy is like so yummy that it's on top of everything else.
Oh, now you're getting warm.
And you're on the gravy train because you're getting part of the yummy stuff.
I thought it was dog food.
Yeah, gravy.
All right. If you go in for meat, you probably enjoy gravy. From pot roast to country ham, any cut can yield this byproduct that may be more tasty than the meat itself. Gravy is an extra or bonus from cooking. So the name of the tongue-pleasing liquid is applied to anything gained without effort or cost.
In
the era when home-cooked gravy was most abundant, a favorite way to travel was by train. Okay, it's coming together. Many railroad workers began using gravy train to name a well-paid run that required little work. During the financial boom of the 1920s, railroad lingo moved into financial circles to designate non-demanding positions that paid big salaries.
Well, that's how come I don't
pause
know
for
what
dramatic.
It means.
Yeah,
that's the reason why I don't know what that means.
Today, we call any job or activity that pays more than it seems to be worth a gravy train, non-edible and involving little or no movement.
Unfortunately, we don't know that. Now, I see why I don't.
How quick they defend. What is the role of a chamber of commerce? Broad strokes, not Eureka Chamber, but chambers of commerce.
If you've been into one chamber, you've been into one chamber. So each chamber is designed for their own communities of what they need. But overall, generally, it's for the betterment and well-being of local businesses and the economy and state of communities. But that can mean a lot of things. Some chambers are more networking associated, some tourism, or supporting local programs through government, and some are economic based, and that's where we sit at the chamber.
So what does a state chamber then do?
For me, it's a great resource to go through and filter out information. They provide a lot of bills that are coming down. They provide a lot of education.
Bills,
legislature.
Or... Yeah, okay.
Thank you, not money.
That's another one of those, why do we say that?
Why do we say that? Yeah, legislature. And they also provide a lot of training. Just recently, I graduated from a four-year course from Western Area Chamber of Executives so that I could personally bring back what is better known amongst all of our chambers, the great things to do and different directions that I can bring back to Linda and our board chair to go along with. But I think that both state and federal provide information down. We only work with our state here at Eureka Chamber.
You're going to be president of the chamber?
The chair of the Greater Eureka Chamber. Yes.
Boy, you missed a meeting, huh?
She did. You know how it goes, Brian. You know how it goes.
These are exciting times for that position. I think that it's made me particularly proud in the last couple of years with COVID and all the difficulties that came around for business to be part of the chamber. And I think it illustrates, you know, the need of a strong chamber in a community to be able to network with other chambers and to find, and not with just other chambers, but the state and locals, to be able to find and bring resources to the businesses who are struggling. This was a exciting time to be part of that, you know, is try to find solutions for people. Is
I would think that one of the functions that a chamber could provide is not networking necessarily, but tying things together. Humboldt going with the Polytech. Okay, mm-hmm. This is stuff that has never been here before.
No.
But there other communities have experienced what a Polytech means and kind of getting geared up for it. Not necessarily the business-to-business connections, but just getting prepared for what that means, or what the fiber optic means, or the fish farm means, or any of these other things.
I am so excited that you brought that up, because I think that during the last few years, the chamber has really drawn to that, being a catalyst for business growth, a convener of business leaders. So that falls under that. And I remember when Nordic Aqua Farms first came into town, we brought them into our offices, and we had the city, the county, economic divisions all coming through to advocate why Humboldt County was, and Humboldt Bay was the best place to be. Working with Tom Jackson on his committees up there and his advisory panel, as well as the police and their advisory panel. This is something that we're all doing at the Chamber now. Working with the Harbour District, making sure that those people are sitting on our business and industry committee. Also with College of the Redwoods, getting behind their trades programs. So I think that in the last 4 years, under the different chairs, we've moved entirely into that direction. And it's been more important to do that rather than being parties, pageants and parades.
What was that first word?
Parties.
You know, you're not from Boston, but sometimes. But I'm glad you brought your interpreter along. That's okay.
Thank you.
Oh, KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Hi there, and good evening, and welcome to the Jim Bohannon Show from Westwood One Radio. We're at 1-866-50-JIMBO, 1-866-505-4626. Weekdays at 7 p.m., it's the Jim Bohannon Show. I'm Jim Bohannon. Join me here on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Donna Wright and Linda Wise from the Chamber of Commerce. One is paid and one is royalty.
One is not on the gravy train.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, the full circle on that one. How do we, Donna, you were talking about how the Chamber does some things and is involved with some of these regional activities and developments that have been going on. How does one chamber, let's say for our purposes, Eureka, avoid stepping on the toes of Arcata, or Fortuna, or Rio Del, or when you're making opinions known and presumably developing relationships and trying to work in that area for these events, activities, and businesses that are outside jurisdiction proper?
Well, I think that we're very fortunate that we all work together. We do great collaborations. Right now, we're about to put a program on with Google. You know, and I thank you very much for posting some PSAs, a lot of PSAs for us as a combined chamber district for our Choose Humboldt Shop Local program. So we work collaboratively together a lot. However, when something's coming into the areas, really it's Humboldt County, where such small areas that it's going to improve or affect, because the chamber, and I'll only speak for Eureka Chamber, we take positions on motions that are brought to our board. So if we're brought to the agenda to support, say, onshore offshore wind projects, the fibre optic, HSU as a polytech, and all of the Nordic aqua farms. These are situations that are brought to each of the chambers, and we have, as a board, an opportunity to be able to either support or not those programs. So they're all choices.
Linda, what? You don't have to be part of a chamber because you work with the cities and the political jurisdictions rather than business entities per se. What do you see as the primary benefit of the chamber? Is it working those relationships with these various jurisdictions, governmental jurisdictions?
Well, partly it's that, but I think also it helps me to connect the dots. You know, I think all of us are really busy in the jobs that we do on the day to day, and it's really helpful to have a chamber be able to bring the information together and analyze
kind of like
it.
An amalgamator.
Yeah, and to analyze how do these things impact me, how they impact you. You know, it gives you a sense of ease to know that as someone who is that there's an organization out there that is there for your benefit, is looking out for you, and is asking the questions that maybe you may not have thought of asking yourself.
As a business operator or as somebody who lives locally?
I think a little bit of both, but as a business operator, for sure. I mean, I see in my position, I have contacts with every different kinds of business, just like you said, you know. And we pick up their garbage, you know.
Don't
have time to. But you know, they, you know, everything we do impacts everything they do, and I think you kind of see everything as a community already, you know, in the industry I'm in, and that's the way the chamber sees things too. So as a community of people, I mean, it does filter down into, and what the other things that we're concerned about in the chamber is, yeah, we've got all these wonderful businesses and these things that are going to, these support businesses that are going to be coming out of that could be coming to this area, but where are they going to live? You know, what kind of lives are they going to have once they live here?
And
that implies we're going to find some labor in this equation? We'll be able to fill these jobs that are empty?
Well, you know what would be nice is if we have a community where, and the kind of jobs where we keep our kids local.
Yeah. What I love, and I don't think a lot of people out there know, that these decisions that are made through the chamber are made by business owners or the person that is the decision maker in businesses. They're the people that are on the board, and it's a very diverse board.
Not staff. Not staff making the decisions.
Not the staff making the decisions. No, we act like, you know, how high? That's what I get. You jumped on it. Okay, how high? What have I got to do here? So through all of these discussions come through our committees. Then they're given to the board. The staff will poll our members to get their temperature on things. But this isn't, Donna or Susan or Heather or Jenny going out there and saying, you know, I had a great idea last night. These are worked through over months, sometimes years. And that's exciting that it's our businesses in mind for our other local businesses.
Has there ever been, and I don't know if there is an entity, I would like to think it was the local electeds, but it doesn't seem to pan out that way, to have a community my favorite Norwegian word, Rod, can you help me out here?
Ombudsman.
Thank you, yes. it's like ambulance when I was growing up. Just can't quite get there. An advocate or a communicator for what it means to regular guy? Not business as a subsection, but the community. Mm-hmm. It's always struck me as something that...
Well, I think that, you know, they're hungry to hear from us and to hear a diverse points of view.
But not that it was biased from a business operator perspective, but as a community member.
As a community member, yes.
Yeah. See, more things. There's always more
There's
things.
There's always more.
Jump high.
So jump, that's it. Jump.
If I could say the word, I'd probably be banging on that one for a while, but I can't, so I won't. We'll just go to break. It's 8:30.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It is 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Donna Wright from the Eureka Chamber and Linda Wise from the Chamber and from Recology.
That's me.
Oh, what a way to start the week, huh? Right here?
Hey.
But it does give you a nice reference. The only way you can go is...
Well, I'm Brian, I'm always here at your disposal.
Oh, yeah. That's an original one, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Always picking up?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, just... Labor in our area and a lot of areas is probably the biggest challenge that we've got today.
You know, yes.
And I find it not reprehensible, but very unsettling. These folks with signs don't have money. You know, used to call them beggars. I don't know what they call them now. And they're standing outside of a business that has a help wanted sign. You know, really. Does the chamber move into any of those cross-cultural but economically engaging and impacting topics? Or is that kind of like the third rail for chambers?
Well, the chamber is doing a job fair.
We are coming up.
Yeah,
we are doing. But I'm going to share with you that is super important.
Yes.
And working with that, especially through our business and through our government affairs committee, it was a topic that we took on full charge last year. It is a huge concern. You know, I can speak to one of our businesses that they have to pay for a guard out the front. Mm-hmm. Now that is to me is abhorrent that we're going to have to pay someone so that people aren't sitting there harassing their clients coming in.
But if that was turned around and as an escort,
well, that's
now all of a sudden it's seen as value added. So yeah. It just depends on how one perceives some of these.
Well,
things.
Yeah. This is where
you're still talking to a marketing guy.
I hear it.
But yeah, the public safety concern.
It is the public safety concern. And what we have done, I ensured that I was working with our police chief on their advisory committee, which is something that's really important for us, so that the police know the concerns and I can bring back those voices that our members bring to me. I just had Bellstar down there in downtown, very concerned about rubbish and people harassing people in the laneways at night and a lot of people being frightened or it's untidy. So these are things that I work with Linda. Linda, what solution can we do? And Linda came up with a solution of working with the businesses to lock that. And then the city is coming together and building barricades around those for beautification. So just being a part of that team.
Wait a minute. beautification and barricade in the same comment.
Oh,
from
dear.
A gal that handles trash. Okay, now you better jump in and save my image right now. What are you talking about? What's your concept?
Well, there's talk of doing some consolidation of garbage down in Old Town so that
bigger bins.
Well, consolidating for businesses down there so that there's one area there and having it more secure and fenced in. It is a problem. People break into those bins quite a lot. But at some point, you know, we'll have to address the reason why people
exactly.
break into that. But
that happens in metropolitan areas, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And there's not one container out there that somebody isn't going to, if they really want to get into it, they are. Locks keep honest people out of things, you know. But
blowtorch.
Yeah. But getting back to the jobs and such, you know, there we do, you know, as Recology does this, we do, and a lot of other businesses do as well, partner with Uplift for when they participate in job fairs. So there are people who graduate through their programs. We try to provide opportunities for people to become employed. Recology is an employer that does really well with benefits and insurance and those kind of things, so people mm-hmm. can really get back up on their feet. If they want to, you know, and
well, it's really challenging, I think, for a lot of businesses with artificial intelligence now almost being required in a lot of job functions because of the minimum wage going up so high and workers' comp being so high that, you know, it's almost easier to buy something instead of hire someone. When that's kind of that tension that's
yeah.
there, 'cause the business still has to be open. In yeah. order for anybody to be employed.
We've found, you know, in the process that we do, it's we still need to have, it has to be most of it done manually because there's, when you get into AI, there's no one here currently that can come and do maintenance work on it. And we live next to the ocean and those things have little copper wires and metal wires that degrade pretty quickly.
Oh, the Polytech will get
so,
the people.
Yeah, so maybe
we'll
at the time when the Polytech comes
driverless
in.
Driverless garbage trucks. Isn't that a frightening thought?
Yeah, it's been done before.
Really?
I mean, it's been looked at, yep.
Oh
but
boy,
I don't see, don't worry you guys, don't worry Matt.
No, not here.
He's still going to job
yeah,
Matt.
Still good, you guys. I know they're listening to us.
One of the things that I find interesting, and this was brought to my attention, I guess decades ago now, Dave Tooley, one of the former city managers, had said that a city's sidewalks and gutters are the calling card. When you mentioned Old Town mm-hmm. around the gazebo, was it Saturday morning? No, Friday morning, I was driving through. There's mold and moss growing on the rock
mm-hmm.
that is in the, and then you got a little bit of weeds, and it's like, oh, wait a minute, you know, what message are we sending to the business operators as well as the community if some of these public spaces aren't being maintained? Is it a high priority? Well, some would say no, some would say yes. Probably depends on your perspective and whether or not you're shopping that district or that business. Where does something like that fit in with the chamber and either gentle cattle prodding or swinging a 4x6 to get people's attention?
You know, there has to be a little bit of that with everything. I mean, we live, and sometimes we all want to be proud of where we live. And when I moved here 12 years ago from Australia, I saw some of these concerns, and you know, you see some move forward, and then there's a move back. But what we do is we address our concerns directly with the city and with the county. And we want to be proud. Everybody wants to be proud. Our businesses want to be proud. They want people to walk into the area and go, isn't this a lovely town? And tell other people about this. And we want our locals to come down and feel proud that this is where they live as well. That's where it all starts.
I wouldn't think that there's a better set of eyes out there than Linda's staff mm-hmm. and the Postal Service. Maybe UPS also.
Yeah.
Do you get any kind of feedback from folks as they're servicing the various communities that you work or the neighborhoods within those communities when something just changes a little bit, plus or minus?
Yeah, we do. We do. You know, and the drivers are mindful about telling us about how they think things could be better. And we take it and we bring it up. We have monthly meetings with the city of Eureka, with the Parks and Rec staff. And we bring things up and how things could be better and try to look for ways that are going to be solutions for everyone.
Is there any word that drives you more crazy than free?
Yes. No. That is the word that people that drives me nuts, because all that is
free on the sidewalk.
Yeah, free.
There it is. Just sitting
yeah,
there.
If it's a nothing's free.
They all come with something along with them. Yes.
Yeah.
Don't get that free mattress.
No. Oh, yeah. That's yeah. We'll be getting to that. You know, we usually have that every year when the free pile starts.
That reminds me, I've got our pickup with Recology. I need you guys to come round there tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. We have bulky item
bulky
pickup.
Bulky item pickups.
If you have service with us, you get two bulky item pickups a year.
You.
Call us up, or better yet, send us an email, because you know we have a hard time getting to all the telephone calls.
AI strikes again. It's 8:44.
Hi, folks. Fly Humboldt wants to remind you that flying local is buying local. And with four airlines going to seven cities serving hundreds of destinations, it's easier than ever to get to where you want to go from Humboldt County's airport. That's right. You can fly on AHA, American, Avelo, and United Airlines nonstop to Denver, Hollywood Burbank, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Reno, and Las Vegas. Flying has never been more convenient or affordable. So book your trip now. For more information, go to flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:49. We're back talking shop this morning with Donna Wright and Linda Wise. You guys know this is going to be on the website so that people can hear this forevermore.
Oh, man.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. Just, you know. Pick up your game. That's all.
Well, last time I used it as like, yes, I was at work at 8:00. I just wasn't in. So I said, see, here it is.
Is there an opportunity for people who are not in business to join a chamber, or a reason why someone, rather than waiting for, what's the word?
Ombudsman.
To be created and developed for an individual to join either the chamber that they live in or the chamber that they work in, or if they're just looking for information to be there as a private citizen?
Absolutely. We have a non-business membership. It's $85 per year. And we have a number of people that have been in business for years, usually want, when they get out of their business, want to stay on and be connected with the chamber. You don't have the normal business facilities that we have, like advertising or marketing and things like that. But to be informed, to have a voice, to be able to come to our functions, whether it's the annual dinner, which we've postponed until the 3rd of March this year. And, yeah, 3rd of
Is
March.
Is that in Lent?
I hope so, especially if you're coming.
No, I'm not sure where Easter is.
That restaurant will make some money.
You got to look and see where Easter is.
I thought just I better look
yeah.
too.
you know, this year.
But there is something and a reason for just regular folk to be able to be part
and
of.
And I encourage that, because everybody has a voice. We support our business community and our business members. However, we are. As a result of that, it affects our whole community. Decisions and choices and advocacy that is happening at the chamber level with our city, our county, and other opportunities. It's great to be able to have that message. I would encourage everybody to do it, so that we wouldn't have to spend so much time on marketing and getting our word out.
Hey.
Not with you. We still advertise
yes.
with you.
Yeah. Tourism chugging along pretty good. I was on the Rudy Maxa show this weekend, and that was one of the. They were stunned and amazed when I mentioned that we had seven carriers coming in and direct flights to Phoenix and Denver. It was as if they were unaware that we had seen that expansion. Is that the kind of opportunity that's out there too, to kind of you get the word out? You're just networking with people?
We've heard from our businesses that has been an amazing opportunity for them. And I know personally, I've loved being, I'm on a flight this Friday to go down to a chamber conference, and to be able to have affordable flights, to be able to go to and fro. And when we're traveling, we're bringing other people back as well. I speak to people all the time. They feel that the chamber is still a place to come and pick up maps and get information. We get phone calls every day. I'm talking 20, 30, 40 phone calls a day, which is great because we can refer that back to our members. But there's a great enthusiasm out there that for people that are coming to our area, looking at places to visit. The Redwoods is really high, so what are we doing? We're sending people over to the Skywalk, and they're seeing record numbers. And our restaurants are feeling it. They're feeling the love from people from out of town, and our hotels are full.
Yeah, it's just, it's too bad some of these guys are having to shut down some of their days at the restaurants because they can't find help. It's kind of a nasty little circle that's floating around, but you know what? Better to have those pressures than some of the pressures we've had historically.
I don't know. That's still stressful.
That's still stressful. Thanks for coming by, ladies. See everybody tomorrow.
Thank you.
Bye.